Today's shiur is Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the new parak b'Me'isha. In way of introduction, this parak is going to discuss what jewelry a woman may or may not wear on Shabbos. Because like we spoke at the beginning of the Masechta, Shabbos, it's also to carry. However, carrying does not include garments. Anything that's worn as a garment is not usur. It's not considered carrying. Basically, the way the Rishonim explain it is because you are what you wear. So just like a person is allowed to walk out, he's not carrying, he's just walking. The clothing that he wears and the jewelry that people wear are considered part of their body, which they're allowed to carry. Just for various reasons, Chazal said that you're not allowed to carry certain, you're not allowed to wear certain items, which we'll discuss as we begin the Mishnah. The interesting thing that many Mefarshim point out is that our Mishnah discusses humans, what they're allowed to and what not allowed to wear. The previous parak was Baba Mehema. Why do we have B'meh Behemah before B'meh Isha? So one reason the Rishonim give is because we're going in the order of the day. We start Friday. And Behemahs generally left their houses earlier than people. So we go in the order, in the chronological order, first B'meh Behemah, then B'meh Isha. Other Mefarshim, Pnei Yeshua, Sfasem, say a Teretz, it's really two sides of the same concept. One pshat they say is that a Behemah walking out wearing something, carrying something she wasn't supposed to, is an issa deraisa, because there's an issa of shvisas behemtai. We have to make sure animals don't work on Shabbos. Woman wearing jewelry is not an issa deraisa, it's only issa drabonin, as we're going to learn. So therefore, we first mention the deraisa and then the drabonin. Other mefarshim say just the opposite. A behema, the worst that could ever be is shvisas behema, which is an issa rasei. However, a human being carrying something could come to an issur skila. So that's why we first mentioned the smaller issur, and then we go on to the more serious issur. And the fourth teretz I saw from Rabbeinu Parachya, interesting teretz, he says that just like by Briyas Ha'olam, first Hashem created animals and then humans, similarly in our Masechta, first we talk about animals and then humans. Says the Mishnah, what may a woman wear, or what may she not wear? Says the Mishnah, a woman should not go out, not wearing in her hair threads of wool, linen threads. So Rashi and Tosfos have a very fundamental machlokes. Rashi says that we're talking here about threads or strands that were actually woven into the hair, the braided into the hair. Tosfos says that since the halach is that you're not allowed to braid on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take apart a braid on Shabbos either. So our Mishnah can't be talking about bands that were braided into the hair, because that would be us to remove on Shabbos, and there would be no concern. Therefore, Tosfos says it's talking about bands that are just tied around the hair. I saw from Chaim Berlin explanation of the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that if when a woman braids something into her hair with the direct intention that it will be removed in short order, so Rashi says that kind of a braid is permitted to be made on Shabbos, and similarly such a braid may be dismantled on Shabbos. Tosfos, on the other hand, holds that a braid is usur. There is no concept that I want to make it for a short time or a long time. It's usur to braid, and it's usur to unbraid. That's why Tosfos learns a different pshat. That continues the Mishnah, like titl behen. Mishnah says a woman who has to go to the mitzvah should not go to the mikvah when she's wearing these bands, achetarapim, until she loosens them. And we'll talk about that in the Gemara immediately. V'loi b'taytefes, a woman's not allowed to wear taytefes. V'loi b'sabitin, we'll explain these things in the Gemara. B'zmanch en etfurim, if they're not connected to the hair. V'loi b'kavol, now the Mishnah talks about a kavol, and we'll learn on the base what a kavol is. But here the Mishnah says, l'shusarapim. So the way the Rashi and the Rishonim explain this line is as follows. The truth of the matter is, a woman's not allowed to wear jewelry. Why is she not allowed to wear jewelry? Dilma shalfa machva. We're concerned that she may remove the jewelry when she's walking in Rishus HaRabim and show it to a friend. And like Rashi says, and then she'll continue walking, carrying it Dalet Amos, 4 amos around, which is Aser. Now, when Chazal made this Gezeira, this way to Rishonim explain this Mishnah, they had to balance. On one hand, they didn't want women wearing this jewelry because of the concern that they may take it off and carry it. On the other hand, they wanted the women to look beautiful on Shabbos. So on certain pieces of jewelry, they said they're not allowed to wear it under any circumstances. Other pieces of jewelry, they said, to Rishus HaRabim, we're not going to let you go out with it. But to the chotzer, in your house, or in your yard, I will let you. Kovel, says the Mishnah, Rishus HaRabim. To Rishus HaRabim, I don't let you wear it. But in the chotzer, in the house, Chazal said, in order that she should look beautiful for her husband, she may. The Gemara has the Machlokes. V'loi b'Irshazov. Irshazov is like a gold city that looked like Yerushalayim that they used to wear like a tiara. V'loi b'Katla is a choker. V'loi nizomim is earrings. V'loi b'Tabash and v'loi chaysim. Not with a ring that doesn't have a signet. So where the Rishonim explains like this. Women normally don't wear signet rings. Only men used to wear signet rings. So a woman wearing a signet ring is a deraisa, because she has no right to wear it. A non-signet ring is a piece of jewelry that she should be allowed to wear, but now we have the Rabbanon that don't let her wear it. The Loi b'machchen kuva. Again, a needle that doesn't have a hole. A needle with a hole would be carrying. A needle without a hole is also a Rabbanon. And that's why, since all of these things that we mentioned in the Mishnah are only awesome at Rabbanon, therefore Allah is v'myotzis, if she does go out and chayav is chattis, she's not mechuyev chattis because it's only awesome at Rabbanon. Before we begin the Gemara, I just want to present 2 shilas, which will be the most prevalent shilas when you learn this perek, and we'll try to see as we learn the Gemara if there are answers to the shilas from the Gemaras we learn. One shila is, when Chazal made a gzeira that women aren't allowed to wear jewelry, is that gzeira relevant to everyone? First question is to a man. If a man wears a ring, a man wears a bracelet, what's the halacha? So most Rishonim say it's only applicable to women, not to men. Other Rishonim say no, the Mishnah talks about women because women usually wear jewelry, but it's not limited to women. But as we'll see, the Gemara will see, is this halacha only to one group of people, or is it to everybody? And then, of course, the most relevant question is, if we have a Mishnah that says you're not allowed to wear all these things on Shabbos, why do we know that our wives all wear jewelry on Shabbos? In the street, not just in the house. What's the heter? Begins the Gemara with a question. Tefila man dechar shema. The Mishnah mentioned that a woman wearing these bands, she has to be careful to make them loose before she goes to the mikvah. So the question is, who's talking about going to the mikvah now, Mishnah? Amrav Nachma Yitzchak, Amrav Avua, Ma Tam Kamer. The Mishnah has to be understood as an explanation. The Mishnah is trying to explain something. Ma Tam Loi Teitzi Isha. What's the reason a woman may not go out? Loi Bechuti Tzemer, now with these wool threads. Loi Bechuti Pishtin, the linen threads. Vnesh Amr Chachamim, because Chazal told us, Becholot Titbahen, that even during the week if she has to go to the mikvah, she should be careful not to go to the mikvah, Achet Terapim, until she loosens them. The Kivan, the Becholot Titbahen, Achet Terapim, since during the week she won't go to the mikvah until she looses them. B'Shabbos Loi Teitzei, that's why Chazal and Amishta says, don't wear them, because Dilma Misram Loi Tefillah Shel Mitzvah, she may have to go to the mikvah, and like the Rishonim explained, they lived in a different world than we do. Our wives, our women go to the mikvah, they know well in advance, they know a week in advance they're going to the mikvah. They, even when an Isha was not yet permitted to live with her husband, still as soon as she was clean, went to the mikvah that she should be able to touch Taharis. So she may become clean and she'll want to go to the mikvah. But she's wearing these items, v'sharilei, and she has to remove them before she goes to the mikvah. And then when she goes out of the mikvah, instead of just putting them back on her head, Vosla Sinadal Amspershus Rabbim, she'll come to carry it for Amspershus Rabbim. So Taisa says, so how could she wear anything? If we're worried that she's going to the mikvah and she's going to get undressed, so how could she wear anything? So Taisa explains very simply. Taisa says, there's a difference between a skirt or a basic dress. Well, nobody's going to forget to put that on before they go out into the street. However, a just a thing in the hair, a small ornament in the hair. It's a bother to put it back on. She says, you know what, I'm going home anyway, and she may come to carry it. So here we've come across the first concept of a chatzitza. Chatzitza means that anything that is a interposition between the body and the water when you go into the mikvah. So first of all, there's a very interesting hatzvi that asks a question. We know that if somebody has to go to the mikvah, this doesn't have to do with Shabbos, but it's an important yisoid. We know if somebody goes to the mikvah, he has to completely immerse himself to the degree that even if one hair is sticking outside of the water, he hasn't gone to the mikvah. So the Hartzvi says, we know chatzitza ha'aloch l'mashma Sinai. There's a special aloch l'mashma Sinai that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza when you go to the mikvah, and we have learned what constitutes a chatzitza. So yes, what do I need a special aloch l'mashma Sinai? If a person went to the mikvah and he had a chatzitza on his body, so that part that there's a chatzitza on wasn't in the water. So he obviously didn't have a proper tefillah. So why do we need a new halach of chatzitza? So he answers very nicely. He says, when somebody has a chatzitza on his body, goes into the mikvah, his whole body is underwater. It just happens to be that part of that body is covered with something. So if I didn't have a special halach of chatzitza, I might think that that tefillah is a good tefillah. That's why you need halach l'mashma Sinai to say that even though the person was totally underwater, if there's chatzitza, the tefillah doesn't work. Two halach l'maisis. He was saying that if something is loose, it's no problem. So the question is, why people who wear rings are careful to remove the ring before they wash their hands in the Tehillas Yadayim? If the ring is loose, why do we remove it? So the Paiskim will explain, we're not exactly sure what is called loose. And Halacha, it says it has to be loose, but what is the shear of loose? We're not exactly sure what that shear is, and because of that, we take off everything. On the other hand, I saw both from the Mitzchus Yitzchak and the Betzela Chachma, a Shaila, it actually comes up maybe more now in the summer, like this. Let's say a couple are on vacation in a place where there is no mikveh. So the woman wants to go to the mikveh in the ocean, but she's embarrassed to go there without any clothing. It's not the privacy of a mikveh. So she wants to wear a bathing suit. Since a bathing suit is a tight-fitting garment, and we're learning here that anything that's tight is certainly a chatzitza, she's not allowed to go to the mikveh that way. Continues the Gemara. Barmna Rav Kahana Merav. So Rav Kahana asked from Rav the following question. Tichi chalalosoi mai. Tichi chalalosoi, the way the Rishonim explained, are braids that were put into the hair, but they were made out of a thick material. So since they were made out of a thick material, they can't be tied too tight to the hair. And the question was, is it permitted for a woman to wear such a braid on Shabbos? Because even if she'll go to the mikveh, she won't have to take it off because it's not a chatzitza. Or on the other hand, is a chatzitza, and anything that's a chatzitza may not be worn because she may take it off and not put it back on. Tichi chalalosoi mai. I'm like, orig hamrit, you're talking about a woven object. Kol shu orig. Anything that's woven, like gazru, there's no problem that Chazal said you shouldn't wear it on Shabbos because it's not a chatzitza. Itnami, Amar Avhuna Bereid Rav Yeshua, Kol Shu Orig, anything that's woven, like gazru, Chazal did not make any gzeiros and it may be worn. Vikad Amri, another version of an answer to this question. Amar Avhuna Bereid Rav Yeshua, Chazene La'achvasi, I used to see my sisters, like Kapton Alayu. They weren't careful to remove them before they wash themselves. So since they weren't careful to move themselves, because they considered that the water could get in between the hair and these braids, so obviously they're not a chatzitza. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ika ben hachlish to mehachlishna. According to both versions of an answer to the question, these tiki chalalasa are not a chatzitza. So what's the difference if he just has it straight that it's not a chatzitza, or he tells me a story about a sister? Answer the Gemara, Ike benayid and pnifin. The nafkamina between the two versions will be if they get dirty. L'hachlish ned amakashu arug l'gazru, that anything that's woven, and therefore it's too thick to really connect to the hair, chazal dinamek egzera, hananamin arug, makes no difference if they're dirty or they're clean. They're not considered a chatzitza. However, lahachlesh and amrishim kpeda, that Rav Huna was bringing proof from the sisters care or didn't care. So kivin the tnifa, if they're going to be dirty, so they're not going to want to wash themselves with dirty braids, because all they're going to accomplish is they're going to get their hair dirty. Mikbet kapralai, so they're careful to remove them before the washing, and they will be a chatzitza. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hossam. There's a Mishnah in Masechet Mikvos. First, the Mishnah there discusses what is a chatzitza on kelim. That if you have to be toivel, if you have to immerse in a mikvah, a utensil, what is considered chatzitza and what is not. Continues the Mishnah. Veil chaytzim ba'adam. The following items are chatzitza by human beings. Chutei tzemer, the wool threads, the chutei pishton, the linen threads, v'retzua shibrash abonis, and the threads that are worn, the strings that are worn by women in their hair. V'yuda v'shal tzemer v'shal tzar ein chaytzim. Yehuda says that wool and hair threads are not a chatzitza, neshimayim babem, since they can't be so well connected, so the water could come in between, and therefore they're not a chatzitza. Amar Rav Huna, so now the Gemara quotes a statement for Rav Huna that we have to understand. V'kulam b'rosh habana shenina. That this discussion, says Rav Huna, that we just had between the Tanakhama of Yehuda about what is a chatzitza, what types of threads are a chatzitza, and what type of threads are not a chatzitza, is limited to where it's on the head, not to another situation. Ask the Gemara, Lamutemai, what is the Gemara trying to say that it's only possibly a chatzitza on the head, not a chatzitza elsewhere? Where is elsewhere that we're talking about? Maskla Rav Yosef, Lamutemai. Ilema, what you want to say is, Lamutem the Tzavr, that they're being worn as a choker. Udemai, let's try to understand what material are we saying would be a chatzitza on the hair and will not be a chatzitza on the neck. Analyzes the Gemara. Ilema the Tzemer, Ilema Lamutem the Tzemer, you tell me the wool. Now, wool is considered the softest of all the materials that we have here. Now, here, a person has on his head, is considered a tough material. A soft material and a soft material connect better than a soft and a hard material. So if you have a wool thread around the neck, it's more likely that there won't be any room for water to get through than when you have wool on the head. So the question is obvious. If wool on the head is considered not connected enough, if wool on the head is considered connected enough that it should be a chatzitza, so wool on the neck should certainly be considered a chatzitza. Yet Rav Huna is saying that on the head it will be a chatzitza, and the neck it won't be. Makes no sense. Let's look. Hashta rach agabakasha. Wool which is soft, on the hair which is hard, we're saying it's still connected enough that chaitzis, that it should be considered a chatzitza. Rach agabarach, so wool on the neck, which is one soft material on another soft material, and the way the Rishonim explained, so the soft wool that's around the neck could go all the way, penetrate the neck, so it should certainly be chatzitza. Just Rav Huna says the opposite. Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about lamutei chutei d'pishtan, we're talking about the woolen threads. Ask the Gemara, linen is considered hard, the hair is considered hard. Hashta kosha gaba kosha, linen on the hair, which are both hard materials, we're saying it's chatzitza, and the water can't get through. Koshal gabarach, so then linen on the neck, where at least you have one soft material, mebayit, it should certainly be a chatzitza. So what's going on here? Rav Huna is saying that's only a chatzitza on the head, not on the neck. What is Rav Huna talking about? El Omer Rav Yosef, you know why Rav Huna said that it's not a chatzitza on the neck? Hainu tam Rav Huna, lefi she'eni shechay nekes asatzma. Women don't wear chokers that tight because they don't want to choke themselves. Eisle Abaya asks Abaya, habonus yoitzis b'chutin shebazneim. Girls allowed to wear threads in the ear. So the way the Mefarshim explained this is like this. When girls pierce their ears, so nowadays when somebody pierces their ears, they right away put in a pair of earrings, and they tell you to leave those earrings there for a while, because if you're going to take them out, the hole may close up. They didn't want to use earrings, so they used to put threads. So the latter go out with those threads in the ear, because they're not going to remove them, because they don't want the ears to close up. They're not allowed to wear chokers. Now the question is, v'amrit, ein isha chanekes atzma, that a woman doesn't choke herself, chafkin shebetzerem, my lord, why can't they wear the choker? Because what's the reason I'm going to say you should not allow to wear a choker? Because it's too tight, and it'll be chatzitza. But if now we're saying, the Gemara says, if Rav Yosef was saying that women don't wear the chokers that tight, so it's loose. Loose things we said are not a chatzitza. Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravino, hoch bekatla skinen. We're talking there are two types of chokers. There are some chokers that are worn not that tight, and sometimes a woman wears a choker that is very tight. They lived in a very different world. The isha chanekes es atzma, an isha wears the choker very tight. Chanekes means she actually like choking herself. The nichla shatir kabal sposer, she wants to look plump. They lived in a world where women wanted to look fat. So if they put a tight choker around the neck, they look like they have a double chin. And a double chin was appealing. So they wore tight, and this choker will be chatzitz. So Tosfos makes a very interesting point. Here we're saying that why you're not allowed to wear a choker? Why you're not allowed to wear a choker? Because it's a chatzitza. And our Mishnah says you're not allowed to wear a choker because it's jewelry. So what is it? Is it jewelry or is it a choker? So Tosfos says, is it because of chatzitza or is it because of jewelry? What is it? What's the reason of a choker?
Are we talking Shabbos Chol?
We're talking Shabbos. Everything is Shabbos Chol. Yilad, what's the problem with Chol?
No, but the
chatzitza. The chatzitza is always. But we're talking that wearing it during the week is not a problem as long as you take it off before you tell her to mikvah. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear it because you're not going to take it off and you're going to go to the mikvah with a chatzitza. So we're worried you're going to take it off and leave it off. So what is it? Is a choker a jewelry or is a choker chatzitza? So Taisa says very nice. An isha who wears a choker that's very tight, we don't have to worry she's going to take it off to show to her friend. She specifically wants to leave it on to look fat. So on that choker, I don't have to worry that she's going to show it to her friend. But what do I have to worry about? Chatzitza. On the other hand, a choker that's worn loose, the problem of being chatzitza won't be, because it's loose. But there is a problem that since she's not wearing it to show that she's fat, she may show it to her friend. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So we're really talking about two types of chokers. The Mishnah is talking about a loose choker, and the Bryce is talking about a tight choker. A tight choker is because of chatzitza, a loose choker is because of jewelry. So we learned in the Bryce that we just quoted. Rabbi Huda Oimer, Shatsem v'shasar en chaytetzin, the wool and hair threads are not chatzitza, neshamayim ba'amim, because the water could come in. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Yehuda Meshmul, Haloch Rav Yehuda. The Haloch is like Rav Yehuda. Bechutei Sar, regarding hair. That hair, threads made out of hair, are not considered a chatzitza. Now we have a rule all over Shas. If the Gemara goes and paskins and rules like one shita, obviously there was a machloikis. And the Gemara is saying, we have a machloikis, we have these various shitas, and we're going to paskin like this. If the Gemara is saying over here that we're paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, obviously the Gemara holds that the Tekana Kama was arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. Because if there was no argument, why do I have to say that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei Abayis, Abayis says, halacha, by you paskining that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, mechlal de pligi. Obviously there's a disagreement. V'chi tema. So where do I say that? Now the question is, the Tanna Kamma never said anything about hair. So who tells you there's any difference of opinion? V'chi tema, what are you going to tell me? Ilav de shmina Tanna Kamma. Had Rabbi Yehuda not heard from the Tanna Kamma, the ayir b'chutei sar that was saying that threads made out of hair are a chatzitza, he would have never mentioned it. So it's obvious that the Tanna Kamma is arguing. Says the Gemara, no. But Dilma, what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say is like this. Kishem kamalahu. He's saying like this. Kehecha de medisa li v'dechoy tisar. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is telling the Tanna Kamma like this. By chutei sar, we both agree that it's not a chatzitza. And now I'm asking you that don't just agree with me only by chutei sar. Oiduli ni'ami, agree with me also by chutei tzemer. So where do we see that there's any disagreement? And Taka says the Gemara, Itmar Amar Rav Nachman Mishmul, the Moedim Chacham Rabbi Yehuda B'chutei Tzemer. The Taka the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yehuda B'chutei Tzemer that they're not considered a Chatzitza. Tanya Nam Hochi, Chutei Tzemer, another Braisa, Chutei Tzemer Chaytzin, woolen threads are Chatzitza, Chutei Tzar Ein Chaytzin, ones made out of here are not a Chatzitza. Hudaimer, Shotsemer Veshotsar, both made out of hair and both made out of wool, and Chaytzin. Now, obviously, the Tanakama of this Brisa is not Rabbi Yehuda for two reasons. First of all, because we have Rabbi Yehuda afterwards. And second of all, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with what the Tanakama says. The Tanakama distinguishes between Chutei Sar and Chutei Tzemer. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any such difference. Obviously, who is the Tanakama? The Rabbonin. And they are saying that Chutei Sar are not a Chatzitza. Says the Gemara. Omer of Nachma Yitzchok, Masnis Namideku. We have a proof from our Mishnah. It says, we're going to learn later in this parak, the Tani Yotze Isha B'chutei Sar, a woman may go out wearing threads made out of hair, and it makes no difference, Mei Mishalom, Mei Mishachaverta, if the hair is her own hair or somebody else's hair. Namani, who is the Tan of that Mishnah? Elaim Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to tell me, if you're going to identify the Tanah of that Mishnah being Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand. What do you have to tell me here? You could have told me even a bigger chiddush, that even threads made out of wool are not a chatzitza. Because that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he holds even wool threads are not a chatzitza. Elav, who must be the Tanah of that Mishnah? Rabbanon. Vishmamino, b'chutei tzar, when it comes to threads made out of hair, loy pligi, they only disagree by chutei tzemer, but they do not disagree by chutei tzar, shmamino. So we learned that a woman's nala wear on Shabbos a taitefes, loy b'taitefes. Ask the Gemara, my taitefes, what is the taitefes? Omrav Yosef, chumrso de ketfisa. It was like a bag that they used to wear, they put certain herbs in it and other items that they used to wear to wear off an iron horror. Amalei Abaye, if that's what a tetefes is, tehevik kamei mumchav tishtri, it should be like a kameya, is an amulet, that if the amulet is a mumcha, we're going to learn later in the Masecht what that may, how it becomes a mumcha, either by the person who wrote it has a track record of success, or that this kameya has a track record of success. It could be worn on Shabbos. So if that kamei can be worn in Shabbos because it's considered like a malbush, so why is this not mutter if it's a chumra to the katvasa? Elam Rehuda b'shmei d'abaya apuzayni. What is this? An apuzayni. Apuzayni is what we would call a frontlet. They used to wear such pieces of jewelry in the front of their face. Tanina mehocha yoyt isha b'sifcha ha-muzaheves. A woman could go out wearing a net. They used to wear a net over the hair, a golden net. Why is she allowed to wear it? Because she's not going to remove it from her hair anyway, because the ish is not going to want, a woman's not going to want to be left walking the street and with her hair uncovered, a married woman. Uber teitefes. Teitefes is this frontlet. Uber sabitin hakvumbo. A is the teitefes, a is the sabitin. What is the teitefes and what is the sabitin? Omer Rabavua, Tetefes Hamukafs Lam Oizen Loizen. It's like a tiara that goes from one ear to the other. Rashi gives the example, the side of a tzitz, that we know the kind of God wore tzitz that went around his whole forehead. Sabitin Hamagin La Lachi, they hang down till her cheeks. So before we go further, we're saying here that a sifcha net may be worn. Why is an isha allowed to wear the net? Because she's not going to uncover her hair. Because she's not allowed to walk around with uncovered hair. So, first of all, the Chassam Sofer uses this Gemara to prove about a yarmulke. The Halach, he asks, is a yarmulke, are you allowed to wear a knitted yarmulke? He says, from here you see, you're allowed to wear a knitted yarmulke. Because just like a net is not one piece, and it could be worn to cover a woman's hair, it could work also to cover a man's head who needs to have his head covered. He just says that you should make sure that there, that the holes aren't more than the covered part. They should not be like, it should be Oymen Meruba al parts. Now, there's a question. When we learn this Gemara, we have a question, something that I refer to. Let's think about it. We're saying that a married woman's allowed to wear a net on Shabbos. Why? Because she's not going to uncover her hair. What about a single girl? A single girl who's wearing a net. Would she be allowed to wear a shifcha on Shabbos? Another Shiloh. just to think about. We spoke about things that are chatzitza, and we're concerned that a woman's going to have to go to the mikvah, and then she'll take them off, and since they're small items, she'll just carry them home. What's going to be the halacha nowadays, where a woman knows that she's going to the mikvah? We explained in those days, women got tamein, they had to go to the mikvah to cleanse themselves, they should be able to touch taharas. In our world, it's not like that. A woman knows that she's going to the mikvah, and she only goes at night. What's going to be the halacha?
It's also talking about tumas nida here.
Any tumah. Or nowadays, that's what I'm saying. In our world, we only go to the mikvah, a woman who's a nida, when she finishes Zayin Akim. So she knows she's going to the mikvah. So she's not just like, it's not sudden, something unprepared. Or a single girl, even in their world. Single girl, if there's tumas nida, then go to the don't go to the mikvah, right? We're marked with that single girl should not go to the mikvah. So will the rules apply to a single girl? So now let's learn another line of Gemara. Amrav Huna. Anias Aysen Atsai, the poor girls used to make them shaminet tzvayim out of colored threads. Ashiris Aysen shall kasev shall zav. Wealthier women made these pieces of jewelry out of silver and gold. So Mefarshim, the Rishonim, and this is a key to understanding our perek, ask a fundamental question. What's Rav Huna telling us? How jewelry is made? He's in the jewelry business. So some say, yeah, he was just telling us that this was the minig. Women, poor women wore threads, wealthy women wore silver and gold. The Tosfos HaRosh, which I hold is a key to understanding the sugya and the perek, says that there's a halachic ramification here. He's saying wealthy women always wore silver and gold ones. Poor women they couldn't afford silver and gold, they wore out of threads. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, what's going to be the halacha? You have a wealthy woman. A woman's wealthy. She always could afford and she can't afford gold and silver. And for whatever reason, this week, right now, she's wearing made out of threads. Will she be allowed to wear it or not? So Tosfos says he'll be allowed to wear it. Because on her, I'm not concerned that she's going to take it off. Because she's a wealthy woman, is embarrassed that she's wearing out of threads, not out of silver and gold. And that's what Rav Huna is telling us. That if you're a wealthy woman, I don't have to worry if you're wearing threads. What am I seeing from here? What I'm seeing from here is that it's not just a hard and fast rule. You're not allowed to wear a net. I don't care who you are. You're not allowed to wear something that's a chatzitza when you go to the mikvah. I don't care who you are. What the Gemara is telling us, says the Tosfos HaRosh, it does make a difference who you are. And if you're a woman that may take it off, don't wear it. If you're a woman that I don't have to worry will take it off, then you may not wear it. I have to look at each individual that may wear it. It depends on if you're going to take it off. And that may be the heta that we have nowadays. In our world, we live in a world where people don't take off the jewelry in the street to show to a friend. So that's why it may be mutter. It's like the Aeneas, it's like a wealthy woman wearing threads. Wearing colored threads. Nowadays, everybody, nobody takes off the jewelry. Interesting, the Divrei Chaim has an interesting psak halacha. We're going to talk more about the shaila because it permeates the whole parrot. He says like this, a necklace she's allowed to wear because nobody takes off a necklace. If you want your friends to see your necklace or earrings, they could see it when you're wearing it. A watch, which is covered, may be a problem, he says. It's the same concept. The concept is, what will you or what won't you take off? But on the other hand, I have to tell you, I saw a very interesting tshuva from Moshe. And it's an excellent shaila. He asks like this, what's going to be the halacha about wearing a raincoat in the summer? That means like this, let's say you get up Shabbos morning and it looks cloudy. So you put on a raincoat to go to shul. You come out of shul, it's not cloudy, but it's very hot. So really, he says, maybe we should say you're not allowed to wear that coat. Because what do people do when it's hot? They don't wear the coat, they'll carry it home. So how are you allowed to wear a raincoat? So one thing he says is the Chazal Gzeiros were only on Tachshitim, only on jewelry, not on Mabushim. But the truth of the matter is, the way we're learning, if not for the fact that it's a Malbush, anything that there's a chance that you'll take off should be Usur. Because now we're saying it's not any more relevant to hard and fast rules. We say it depends, is this the kind of item that you may carry, or the kind of item you may not carry? And something you may carry, if not for the fact that's a malbush, would takabiyasa. He Itaka talks there about wearing, in the same shul, he talks about wearing woolen tzitzis. If somebody wears tzitzis with a woolen baggage in the summer, it's very hot, should we worry that he's going to take it off? Which I don't understand the shaila so much, but somebody's going to take off his shirt in the middle of the street. So he says, because you're supposed to, l'chatchili, he says, wear a woolen tzitzis, you don't have to worry about it. Continues the Gemara. It said, v'loy b'kavel. A woman's not allowed to wear a kavel. Arav Yanai. Now the question is, what is a kavel? So the way to explain the Gemara is like this. The word kavel in their vocabulary could have meant one of two things. A kavel can mean something that servants used to wear. You know, unfortunately we could relate to it, to the yellow badge that they had to wear by the Nazis. Servants had to wear such an emblem indicating that they're servants. Or kavel can mean this woolen hairpiece, this woolen hat that a woman used to wear. Amar Yana, kavels are any day mahu. When the Mishnah said that a woman's not allowed to wear a kavel, what is we talking about? E kavel the avda tnan. Does the Mishnah mean that she's not allowed to wear this emblem? Aval kippah shel tzemer, the woolen hat shapadami. Why? That she's always allowed to wear, even the Rishus Rabbim. Why? Because as we explained a moment ago, we're not concerned that she's going to remove her hat because she's going to leave her hair uncovered. Adilma kippah shel tzemer tnan. What the Mishnah means that she's not even wear this hat. The Kolshkein, if you're not allowed to wear the hat, you're certainly not allowed to wear the kavod, where there's a reason to let you wear it, because she's not going to uncover her hair. The kavod, the avda, will certainly be prohibited. So Ritva asks the question. The kavod is the item that we mentioned in our Mishnah, that even though you're not allowed to wear it in Shus Rabim, you're allowed to wear it in the Chatzar. So if it's the Kippah Shal Tzemer, I could understand why Chazal made this difference. In the Rosh Hashanah, I don't want you to wear it because you may take it off and you may carry it, but we don't want you to walk around without anything, so I allow you to wear it in the Chatzah. But if it's the Kavod the Avd, if it's the symbol that the Eved wears, why should I be lenient in the Chatzah? Why is this something that I'm only going to be Machmer in the Rosh Hashanah? So the Tva answers very nicely. When a boss sees his Eved walking around not wearing the emblem, it causes animosity. And that's why even if the Mishnah means a kavel da avda, we only are machmer in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, not in the Chatzar. Amar Rav Avua, Mistabra, Kamanda Amar Kippah Shel Tzemer Tnan. It makes sense to say that the kavel that we mentioned in the Mishnah means the woolen cap. But Tanya Nami Hochim, we have a proof from a Mishnah. In a Braisa, it says in the Mishnah, Yoytzi Shev Kavel Be'istama L'Chatzar. A woman may wear kavel and istama even to the Chatzar. Rav Shimon Lozo is even more makel. He says, "Af b'kavel l'shus rabim, even to l'shus rabim, she may wear kavel." Klal omer Rav Shimon Lozo, kol shlamatim l'shuchah, anything that's under the net, yoytzim ba, she can wear. Why? Because taking off the net uncovers her hair, and a woman's not going to uncover her hair. Kol shlamalim l'shuchah, but anything that's above the net, ain't yoytzim ba, she may not wear. So obviously the kavel has something to do with the hair. If it meant the emblem that an eved wears, what does that have to do with the shifcha? So we have a proof that the kavel means the kippah shel tzemer. So the Mishnah, the braisa we just mentioned, said also that about the istama, asked him, istama, my istama, amr uva bizyoini. It's the question, my bizyoini, amr abaya, amrav kalya peruchi. Kaya Peruchi Rashi explains like this. Women used to wear such a net, such a hat over the hair to cover the hair. But there's sometimes little hairs that are still sticking out. So they used to wear like another covering to cover up those strands. That's called the Kaya Peruchi. That's the Istama.